Hello, no BS women. Oh, Coach Lizzie's here. Yay. So, if you're listening on the podcast, I started this call 1 minute early. You can feel free to fast forward if you do not want to hear me chit chat and change my name and all that kind of stuff. Before we get started, Lizzie, I have some news for Lizzie. Hang on, honey. I'm going rogue. I created my own PowerPoint. It's not really. I wrote some shit on some paper. That's my PowerPoint today, going rogue. Some of you like it when I go rogue. Some of you are like, girl, stick to the script. We are actually thinking about changing these calls. So I've just been thinking about what I want them to look like. I'm like, why the fuck I'm gonna wait to change them? I just go ahead and change it now. Sounds like a good idea. So here we are, going rogue. All right. This is a Zoom training. It is a 30-day plan call. So it's like, what are you going to do? Especially if you're either new to No BS or you've kind of fallen off of it a little bit and you're like, I really, my dog's back here. Sorry if you see a tail wagging. That's Boston. I gave him a bone, so hopefully he'll be nice. But if you just need a swift kick in the ass, this is the call for you. If you just got started and you're like, MJ, tell me how to be successful. This is the call for you. So there is actually, we actually do have what do you call that thing? Like a workbook, very small workbook, explaining how you kind of get started, and you've got some questions you can answer on that. That is an amazing resource for you. I would encourage you to take some time, fill it out. We will be talking today on this Zoom training about some of the things that are in there. But I want you to go ahead and look at that, read through it, make some decisions about how you're going to be successful over the next 30 days. And I say, let's just get started. One thing we're talking about doing as well is changing this call to a shorter call. So I'm going to try that today, see if we can get done a little bit early. Thank you, Lizzie. Please mark yourself your chat to everyone so everyone can see what you're saying. You don't just want Lizzie and I to know. If you have any questions, you can pop them in the Q&A. Lizzie will be answering those as well. And if there is time, I will get to some. So just use that Q&A if you want to. There are closed captioning on all of our calls. So you can option in to show captions. They are turned on during all of our calls. And we can also, all of our recordings of all of our calls have the transcripts included on our website, nobswoman.com. So if you like to read along, that is a great place for you to go. All right. Before we get started, let me just see who all is on this call. If you've been here less than a month, at the bottom, you will see reactions. Give me a thumbs up or a heart or anything. Look at the reaction. Yay! Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. We are so glad that you're here. These calls are very similar. Well, this won't be because I'm going rogue for sure. But it's got a lot of the same information. We'll get around to the same end point at the end of this call. So, if this is your first time ever attending a No BS weight loss training, Zoom, webinar, meeting, any of that stuff, give me an emoji and let me know. I love it if somebody's new and they're on here with me for the first time. No, but everybody's attended a live call. That's awesome. Oh, there's a couple. There's a couple. All right, let's get after it. So when you join No BS, this is why you join. If I had to guess, if I'm like just like trying to figure, I didn't even tell you who I was. Hold on a minute. I'm Coach MJ. I forgot. Y'all don't know who the hell I am. Y'all are like, I've been listening to Corinne. This doesn't sound like Corinne. It's not. It's Coach MJ. So what do I do here? I started out as a coach. I moved to head coach. Then I ended up over community and then retention. And then it just all snowballed from there. And now, my actual, like, I don't even think it's my real title. Nobody really knows what I do, but I am basically your weight loss is my job. So I am over member experience, member journey. My job is to make sure that you have everything that you need in order to be successful in weight loss inside of No BS. And I'm going to tell you, everything you need to lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve is right here in this membership. You don't need anything else. We got everything you need right here. What will get in your way are your thoughts, perfectionism, not knowing where to go for help. And that is what we're going to talk about on this call right now, so that you don't get stuck in any of those things and you can use the amazing tools that we have in order to lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. So again, I'm Coach MJ. Your weight loss is my job. There's that, right? So in No BS, we do things a little bit differently. So if you join any other program, pretty much any other program, it is you are supposed to, per their rules, totally change everything at one time. You're supposed to get after your points. You're supposed to, start counting or measuring or weighing or any of that kind of stuff. You have to, like, I'm like this today. I'm an overeater. I eat every night at 8 o'clock. I eat every day after the kids leave for school. I eat every time I'm a teacher and my kids leave. I eat every time they finally get out of my hair at the end of the day. And then tomorrow, I'm doing it different. This is it. I'm changing everything. Lots of times we even make announcements to our families. Y'all, it's time. Starting tomorrow, no chips, no nuggets, no pizza, no nothing. I'm going no carb. Okay? So that gets tiring. That's a lot of change at one time. And I'm here to tell you, just because you have not been successful at weight loss or at keeping your weight off in the past has nothing to do with your success moving forward in No BS. Because we know that because we can look at things that we have tried in the past, done things in the past, like learning how to ride a bike. How many times we fall off of that thing? Every time we got on, it got a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. Just because you did it one way in the past and were not successful with, deal a meal with Richard Simmons. How many of y'all did that? How many of y'all did the B12 shots and the Phentermine and all the other bullshit that we've done? Keto, cabbage diet, military diet. That does not mean that that doesn't have anything to do with what you put in your mouth right now. The decisions you make today, right now, regarding your food, your water, hunger. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? Will I plan my food? I don't care what Richard Simmons told you or Susan Powder or Leslie Sansone. We were walking away those pounds, baby. That's what we did. And now we are going to do something different. So we're not going to be back there vacationing in our past. We're going to look at where we are and where we're going. All of that is in the past. We're going forward. We're looking forward. We're looking to our future. We are looking for weight loss in No BS, which is different than all of those other things. All right. Most important thing here at No BS, we are not, remember, we're not flipping everything on its head. No BS. We're going to what? Pick one thing. Don't y'all love my PowerPoint? This is my rendition of a PowerPoint. Pick one thing. Listen to the No BS Weight Loss course. Start to write a plan. You don't have to do it all at once. Remember, this is the Netflix of weight loss, y'all. It's the Netflix of weight loss. You don't log into Netflix when you start Netflix, like, well, shit, can't watch everything. Guess I might as well just, cancel my subscription to Netflix. That's not what we do. We give ourselves permission to watch what we want to watch. We leave what does not apply to us or what we don't like. And we just sit and enjoy Netflix. No BS is the same way. Remember, we have over 10,000 members in No BS. Some of you just joined this week, this month. Some people have been around for a while and they're in maintenance. So they're doing maintenance-y things. They've lost all their weight with no BS. They're sitting around taking the maintenance course, revisiting self-love and relationships and doing all that fun stuff. And that is always available to you inside of No BS, but right now it may not be for you. We have a binge Facebook subgroup. We have binge calls inside of No BS. If you're not a binger, guess what? You don't need to worry about that. You don't need to worry about that. It's always there for you if you want it. It's always there for you if you need it, but it may not be for you. And that's okay. It's all available to you. But you may not need it, and that's fine. And there'll be some stuff you never even look at. Me and Netflix, I ain't never watching a horror movie, y'all. It ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna do it. It's there. It's available. I could click on it, and I could watch it. But you're not gonna catch me watching it because it's not for me. It's not for me. It is available to me, but it is not for me. So I want you to really think about that. And I want you to get really, really specific. So if your one thing that you're going to start with is watching No BS, schedule it. When are you going to do it? I'm not just going to get around to it. I'm going to schedule time for it. I'm going to make it a priority. Weight loss is your priority right now, along with all your other priorities, work, kids, partners. Put it on your calendar. If you're like, I'm determined to write a damn plan. When? What time of day? Are you going to write it on a sticky note? Or are you going to be a digital diva and download it? Are you going to do it pen and paper inside of our planner? Or is that not where you are right now? Are you going to plan everything all day long? Are you going to pick one meal and write that down? Are you ready to just say, for lunch, I'm having a turkey sandwich and some chips? Or do you need to write turkey sandwich and some chips? Or whatever they're having at school, if you're a teacher, do you need to give yourself options? Decide right now. For the next 30 days, I'm going to plan at 6:30 in the morning, drinking my coffee in my chair before I go to work, or I'm going to put it on my nightstand and fill it out the night before I go at night before I go to bed. So I'll wake up. I won't have to worry about it. Go ahead and make that decision now with your one thing that you're going to work on. Pick that one thing. Make the decision and decide when you're going to do it. Okay? Number one, pick one thing. All right. The next thing I want you to really, really focus on in No BS, modules 1 and 2 of the No BS weight loss course. Notice I didn't say all 4 modules. Just do it like a college class. I'm saying modules 1 and 2. You can get a lot of mileage out of modules 1 and 2 in No BS. The other two are amazing. It's like how to stop overeating and then your future self. How do you want to be? Modules 1 and 2, it's less than 3 hours. Less than 3 hours. If you're like me and you listen to everything on 2x speed, that's 1.5 hours. If you're saying, MJ, I have got literally 10 minutes a day and that is all I've got. Get it on the podcast, listen for 10 minutes every day, and then that's 70, 90. In 9 days, you can be done with modules 1 and 2. Did you see me mathing? I just mathed in my head, and you're welcome. In 9 days, you could be done with modules 1 and 2. Now, also, after you're done with modules 1 and 2, I'm talking about how to get help in a minute. We ask that you finish modules 1 and 2 before you sign up with an accountability partner. So y'all are all speaking the same language. I want you to go ahead and listen to modules 1 and 2, either on a podcast or you can go to nobswoman.com and watch the videos. There are worksheets included. Those worksheets are amazing. I highly recommend them. I've done every worksheet inside of No BS. Some of them multiple of times. If you are not ready, if you're sitting in overwhelm and not getting started because you're worried about the worksheets, just listen to the course. No BS is choose your own adventure. I know a lot of my school teachers I'm thinking about school. I moved my daughter back to college yesterday. A lot of my school teachers just went back to work. You're like, girl, I ain't got time for no worksheets. Don't do them right now. They're there. Go back and do them. And when I'm telling you to finish modules one and two before you sign up for an accountability group, notice I didn't say listen to modules one and two and be perfect 100% on water, 100% on planning, 100% on doable hunger. I am saying listen to them. Listen to them. You could literally, if you only have 10 minutes a day, you can be done in 9 days. Easy peasy, right? Easy peasy. That's all I want you to do. Give it as much time as you have and be committed to it. If your drive every day, like to work, is 10 minutes, go ahead and put that on your calendar. I'm listening to the podcast on the way to work for the next 9 days, and I'm gonna get through it. Some of y'all have longer commutes. Hell, you could be done by Wednesday. Literally, you could be done by Wednesday. I have just recently found out as well, you can wear your AirPod in the shower. And I've been listening to shit in the shower. I even washed my hair today with an AirPod in, and I did not break them. For a lot of y'all, that's the 10 minutes right there. Let's get creative about it. Doesn't listening doesn't mean active listening. 100%, my sole focus is on listening to this course. We've got women who listen to it two and three times. As a matter of fact, go through and listen to it two or three times a year. There's a lot of other stuff available to you in the membership, but it may not be for you right now. Go ahead. Those weight loss calls, live calls, the one you're on right now is a good one to start with. But if you're sitting around and you have not completed the No BS Weight Loss course, or at least modules one and two, but you find yourself listening to replays of the live training replays, or you find yourself sitting on a live Zoom, that's not where you need to be focused on. You need to be listening to the No BS Weight Loss course. Except for this call. You can do this. All right. The next thing to be successful inside of No BS, this is for if you're new or if you're not new. Emails. This is the only way we have to get in touch with you. Emails. Now, today, for instance, I don't know who missed their newsletter every Sunday, whether you just joined or you've been here for 1,000 years. Every week in your email, you get a weekly newsletter. That's upcoming calls for the week, any announcements that we have, the easiest way to work through the content, everything a new member needs to know are in your emails. If you did not get your newsletter this week, I want you to go immediately to your junk, spam, promotions folder. If it's there, put that it's not junk or it's not a promotion or whatever. So you'll get it in your inbox. Go straight to your inbox. That's where we want your emails from No BS going so that you can be caught up with everything No BS. We announced today that we're about to be having another camp about journaling. If you missed it because you didn't get your email, I want you to check spam, promotions, junk. And then I want you, if you still don't see it, you're like, MJ, I ain't get shit. I want you to email support at pmptribe.com and be like, hey, can you check into my emails? I don't know what happened. I don't know why I'm not getting them. I didn't get my newsletter. There are options on our website. So under your account, you can manage your email preferences. So you can say, I only want vital, important emails. That'll get you the Zoom reminders for Corinne's calls, for like this call, anything special that we're doing, plus that newsletter or any other special announcements that we have. I want you to go check your Zoom settings. I mean, your Zoom reminder settings, your email settings. Make sure that they are set up the way that you want them set up. Now, after 30 days is when the new members, after you've been here for 30 days, That's when we want you to manage your email preferences. We keep you on a pretty tight leash about what we want you getting, because if you just joined, you know you're getting emails from us a few times a week because you're a new member, and we want to help you work through the No BS Weight Loss course. It's very important for us to make sure that we get you through that. So after that first 30 days, if you're like, good Lord, I'm getting too many emails, or I don't need all these Zoom reminders, I've already downloaded the training calendar, just make sure that you check your preferences and you are getting emails from us. If you are new, here's the next thing I want you to do. Transformation calls. As a new member inside of No BS, we just started doing this not too terribly long ago. In your first month, you get 3 transformation calls, small group calls. There's 4 people or less with our new member coach. Okay. On the No BS website, under the quick start, you'll see the link, you know, to schedule your new member. This is new member onboarding call. We just changed the name, transformation call. That link is also in some of your emails. You'll even get a video message from me a few times in your first month reminding you to get on those calls. We have been doing them long enough now that we have data. Members who take advantage of those calls are more successful. Period. We got data. We got data to back it up. At first, we were like, we think this could help. Now we have data. It does help. It helps you create connection. It helps you get your questions answered. I want you to take advantage of 1, 2, or all 3 of those calls. It is so important. Listen, I mean, y'all are paying for No BS. We're including 3 free calls to get your questions answered and get you set up for success. Take advantage of them. If you look at our calendar and you're like, girl, I don't see nothing in there that fits with my schedule, email support@pmptribe.com. Let us know. We will find a time for you to meet with our coach. These are not necessarily coaching calls, though. We call it light coaching if you have some like bullshit thoughts that we can like quickly move through. But it's really just to make sure you have everything you need to be successful inside of No BS. Our goal in No BS is to help every woman lose all of their weight and feel as amazing as they deserve. And you are every woman. Let us help you. Oh, I said the next one was be specific. I already touched on that. Pick one thing. Be specific about when you're going to do things, how you're going to do things. Okay. Melpo says, can she take advantage of the onboarding? Really, Melpo, if you've been around for 6 years, it's how to maneuver around the website, how to download the training calendar, how to get help. A lot of people have specific questions about what is water? I drink this and I don't know if this counts. So those new member calls or those transformation calls may not really be applicable to you because you are probably already know a ton of stuff. Next, here's what I really want y'all to hear from me today. This is very important. Motivated versus excitement. Okay. When you join No BS, like when you start anything new, you are motivated and excited. You're going to figure this out. It's going to be so awesome. I can't wait. You get up. You're thinking about writing your plan. You're like, oh, this is going to be so great. It's going to be so fun. For some of you, the excitement lasts one day. For sometimes some of you, it lasts a month, whatever it is. Then when the excitement goes away, this is what I hear all the time. I was so motivated at the beginning. Now I'm not motivated. No, you're still motivated. You still want as badly as ever to lose weight. That did not change. What happened is the excitement waned and you thought something went wrong. Nothing went wrong. That's called having a normal brain. I'm going to tell you something. I've done a bunch of shit this weekend. And I have not been excited about any of it. Packing up my daughter, loading up the car, driving 2.5 hours to my least favorite college in the whole entire universe to drop her off for her second year of college, cleaning dog shit out of the floor. Before I got on here, I got a puppy. I had clean pee off the hardwoods. Zero excitement. None. At zero. Motivation, though, was pretty damn high. Excitement, pretty damn low. But I did it, right? Excitement's not required. I've been asked to speak at an event in September. And I got the email. So excited, y'all. I'm like telling everybody, I'm like, y'all ain't gonna believe this. Y'all not gonna believe this. I've been, you know, selected to speak and I'm so excited. Like, I spent about 4 days basking in the amazingness that it was until I started to get emails. We need a 3-minute video about your topic. We need a sizzle reel. We need a headshot. You've got 2 weeks to give us your entire PowerPoint for your 30-minute speech. Quickly. Excitement has gone in the duder. Now, I'm still motivated, but I've been sitting around. Excitement left. Fear, uncertainty, overwhelm, doubt. I'm one of many speakers. I Googled those other people. Don't do that. If you've ever been invited to speak at like an event where there's multiple speakers, don't Google those other bitches, because doubt just kept going up, 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 up. I'm like, did they accidentally email me? Where did this come from? How did I get here? What am I doing here? But I've got a 2-week deadline. I'm motivated to get it done. I'm doing it with fear and doubt and overwhelm and just scared to fucking death. Still gonna do it though. No excitement left. I'm fresh out of excitement. You say like fresh out of fucks. I'm fresh out of excitement. I cannot literally think of one thing I was excited to do this weekend. And I've got a fuck ton done. Excitement fades. Your reason for wanting to lose weight, it doesn't go away. Your desire to lose weight does not go away. Your motivation to lose weight does not go away. But just when the excitement dips, we think something has gone wrong. Nothing has gone wrong. Nothing. All right. This is going to be really easy. Where do I get help? $1 million question, right? All right. This is where you get help. Our membership website, NoBSWomen.com. NoBSWomen.com. Everything you need to lose weight is on that website. When you get there, you'll see the Quick Start. Quick Start has the link to those transformation calls and an amazing message from Corinne. And I always say this on these calls because I know a lot of my, you know, people who have been here a long time. If you ever get down in the dumps, or you got get in a rut, stuck in a rut, go listen to that Quick Start. That first video about Corinne that Corinne gives us on that Quick Start reminds you of why you joined OBS in the first place. And sometimes I need the reminder as well. Why am I even here? Right? Like I get in my to-do list of OBS and I forget why y'all are so important to me, why I am so important to me. Go over there and take a listen. And for all of you who've been here 30 days or less, take advantage of those 3 calls. At the bottom of the NoBSWomen.com website is a blue question mark. Anytime you are on our website and you don't know where to find something, something is broken, you can't get the podcast to download, any of that sort of stuff, you click on that blue question mark. You got a question about your account. You need to change your credit card, whatever it is, any tech account issues. Click that blue question mark and it gets you to support@pmptribe.com. If you're not on the website, just email support@pmptribe.com. We also, on the website, we have got amazing coaches inside of No BS. I know a lot of you joined and thought it was just the Corinne Show. It is absolutely not just the Corinne Show. There are 10 or 11 now life and weight loss coaches inside of No BS who are absolutely amazing. We only hire No BS women. We do not hire women who have lost weight some other kind of way and then come over to No BS. Like, we have people either who joined at the beginning of their weight loss journey, middle or end of their weight loss journey, who love Corinne, who have used all of the tools that you have at your disposal, who know No BS backwards and forwards. Those are our coaches inside of No BS. Okay. They live on Get Coached on the menu of NoBSWoman.com under Ask Coaches. So we have a feature on the website called Ask Coaches. You can go over there and ask our coaches anything, whether it be about weight loss, relationships, sex, body image, anything at all. And within 48 hours, you come right back to the website, look under recent answers, find the title of your question, and you will have a response from a coach. Now, this feature on the website is anonymous to members. So if you don't sign it, nobody knows who wrote it in. Okay. Just make sure that you use that. I have met with many women who have either contemplated leaving No BS, who have left No BS, or who have come back after leaving. And when I ask them how it's going to be different this time, or for somebody who left, what's the one thing you did not do? And they will always say, ask coaches. Always, without fail. That's like, ask coaches. You've got a team of weight loss coaches sitting there waiting on you. And here's what I hear about ask coaches. Well, I don't really know what to ask, or my question's not as important. I don't want to take up space for somebody who really needs help. And I say this all the time. The most important question in ask coaches is your question. Remember, I did not say, like, just to help certain people lose all, certain women lose all of their weight and feel as amazing as they deserve. Every woman is you. Your question is important. Your question is valid. It is valued. And it needs to get answered because it's a question that you have. If it is stopping you from pressing play on a video, or from stopping at enough at night, or if it is keeping you from achieving your weight loss goal, it is important. Our ultimate goal is your weight loss. And if there's a question rattling around in there and it is keeping you from losing weight, let us know. That's what we're here for. You don't have to, listen, y'all from Weight Watchers didn't get to email Oprah and ask questions. Here, it's different. You get to do that. We offer that here. It's part of your membership. You will never log on to the website like, well, you've exceeded your Ask Coaches questions for the month. Sorry, you have to wait till the first. No, that's not how it works. You could literally go in there and ask 5 questions every day. You will not run out of opportunities to ask coaches. So use it. You don't have to do this by yourself. Why would you? I remember when I was having a kid, I just remembered this. My husband's from Iran. I don't know if a lot of y'all know that, but anyway, he's Middle Eastern. And a lot of them have babies at the house. They don't have the epidurals and things. And so my husband did not want me to have medicine, like, at all. Like, just didn't. He was like, you just don't want to do that. So he brought it up to my doctor one day. And my OBGYN said, well, about the next time you have a cavity or you need a tooth pulled, why don't you just not ask for the anesthesia so you can experience the joy of it? It's like, you go. That's how it is here. Why in the world would you sit around confused, beating yourself up when you have a lifeline? Use it. You wouldn't mind using, help for anything else. use help for weight loss. Just because we've done it by ourselves or thought we had to do it by ourselves for so long doesn't mean that's true. This is a different way to do weight loss. If you've always been a solo, you know, weight loss person or afraid to reach out for help, won't you try something different this time? Won't you reach out for help? Let us help you. We also will set you up with an accountability partner or group. Just look under Facebook and accountability on the website. All we ask is that you finish modules 1 and 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course before we set you up an accountability. The only reason is when people start talking about the 4 N's and doable hunger and all that other kind of stuff, we want y'all kind of speaking the same language. And then once you sign up for accountability, you'll start to get emails from us. You'll get an accountability newsletter every month. You're going to get, you know, we'll be reaching out saying, hey, did it get set up? If not, click here. Let us know. If, you know, it's not going well, or if you've tried it for 30 days and you don't like it anymore, every email you get, there's a place at the bottom. You just click it. Let us know how it's going. And we will get back in touch with you. We will email you and figure out how we can help. You don't have to do it by yourself. And I was like, there was one other thing in there and it just had left my mind. If we don't sign you up for accountability, but you're in Facebook or you go to a No BS camp and you just happen to find somebody, or maybe you join from somebody in your, you know, with somebody in your real life and y'all are like your own accountability, you can head over there and register your group. So you can register your group, then you get on our accountability list, and then you'll still get the emails and you'll get all the amazing benefits of being in accountability. We want to support you, whether you sign up through us or you created your own accountability group. So make sure that you take advantage of that, because we're just here to help you. And also we have Facebook. Facebook is an amazing community. There are coaches over there. There are community team members over there. I want you to use Facebook. Now, don't use it. Don't be sitting over there at the expense of the No BS Weight Loss course. Just like don't be doinking around on live calls and live training replays if you've not finished the No BS Weight Loss course. I want you to finish the No BS Weight Loss course. Facebook is recess. Okay? It's a great place to crowdsource. Here's what I don't want to see. How many of you know the concept of right question, right answer? This is what I see in Facebook all the time. I see wrong question, wrong answer. Why can't I get my shit together? Why do I keep overeating every night at 8 o'clock? Why can't I get this weight off? Why can't I stay committed? And then what you get? A kumbaya over in the Facebook group. Girl, me too. Me too. I just can't figure it out. Not one place are y'all getting an answer to the problem. You got a problem. I'm overeating every night at 8 o'clock. Now what do you have? You got a whole lot of people saying, girl, me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Not a solution is had. Right question, right answer. I notice I'm eating every night at 8 o'clock. For those of you who used to do it and no longer do it, how did you change this behavior? How and what questions will get you right answers inside of, well, anywhere really, like inside of life? How did you change this behavior? What did you do to stop at enough? How do you get your water in every day? For those of you that get your water in 64 ounces, how do you do it? What app did you use to track your weight, weight loss? How can I be more mindful of only eating when I'm hungry? Right question, right answer. Well, you don't want to sit around and have a kumbaya. You want to sit around and get the answers to your questions out of Facebook. I'm going to tell you something. There are a ton of No BS women who have had exactly the same issue you're having. Can't get water in. Can't figure out what my sign is for hunger. Can't figure out what my sign is for enough. Can't figure out how to stop it enough. can't figure out how to stop eating every night after you put the kids to bed. They've overcome it all. So if you go in there and you ask the right questions, you will get the right answer. These no BS women are a wealth of knowledge. A wealth. And they would love, when you've had success, I want you to think about it. When you've had success in the past, you'd love to tell somebody about it. There are women inside that Facebook group that have figured out the exact problem you're having right now, and they would love nothing more than to help you. Let you know what worked for them. So I want you using the Facebook group for that. Such a great resource for getting a ton of ideas about how you can stop doing whatever behavior it is, or how you can start doing whatever behavior it is you're trying to create. So I want you to really think about, before you post in Facebook, ask yourself, am I asking a good question to get a good answer? Right question, right answer. All right. I am here also to answer any questions. Somebody's asking about camp. If you're new here, we are doing a camp. It'll be virtual and in person. All of the information's in your newsletter, which if you did not get, make sure you check your spam junk promotions folder. And then if you still didn't get an email support, she's asking about camp. And what if she's not a journaler? She doesn't like to write. What a great place to start. For somebody who's been avoiding journaling, going to a camp about journaling, if it's a behavior you want to create, great place to go. All right. Any questions at all? Any questions at all? I'm here. You have my ear right here. So pick one thing. Be specific about when you're going to do that thing. Get through modules 1 and 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. Use Ask Coaches like a boss. Use Facebook with the right questions, right answers. We are here to help y'all. And I hear so many times, like, I'm just not ready to do the work. A lot of times when I hear that, you know what I hear? I tried to do everything at once, and it was too much. Okay, that's what it is. Pick one thing, go after that, then pick another thing. Motivation follows action. And also, so, you know, how many times y'all don't want to get up out of the bed, go to work every day? Said every day, said MJ. But once your feet hit the floor and you get going, then you're peeing, then you're going to get coffee, then you're taking a shower, then you're putting your clothes on. Then you're like, well, might as well now, I'm getting ready. Might as well go. The step from 0 to 1 is always the hardest. That's what I'm saying. Pick one thing. But if you're like, oh my God, now I got to write my food every day. I got to assess it every day. I got to listen to that course. And then I got to follow my plan. And then, like, you know, I got to get all my water and I got to get this sleep thing figured out. It feels so daunting. You don't want to get started. So pick one thing that feels easy. One thing, be like, oh, what, quite as hard as I thought it was going to be. Then you do the next thing. Let me see. Hannah says, do you have any strategies for getting enough sleep? Yeah, so in OBS, we also count sleep as time in the bed, bored as fuck. If you are laying in your bed, bored as fuck. Remember, no screen. Don't be turning that TV on, picking up your phone, scrolling through TikToks or Instagram reels. But if you just leave your phone there, don't touch it. Don't turn the television on. Bored as fuck, that counts. So if you can get 7 hours bored as fuck, good for you. Also, if you can get 7 hours collectively. So if you're a napper, count that 45 minutes on the couch when you tell your husband you're watching a show. That counts too. Little short naps count. So that's one thing. A lot of people are like, I have to be in full REM for 7 hours. No. It's just a place for your body to relax, repair, rejuvenate, renew itself. Don't be counting off time for peeing and all that other kind of stuff. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, you can also Google sleep strategies. There's, you know, data about making your house cooler. You know, turning the temperature down. I have a fan on that helps me. It gives me white noise and it helps keep me cool because I'm of a certain age where I get a little warmer in the evening times. So I need coolness. I just bought a set of cooling sheets. I have not used them yet. I'll let you know in the Facebook group if they work. Also, turn devices off 30 minutes before you go to bed. If you wake up to pee, and that just, like, I can go pee, come right back to bed, I'm sound asleep. If that is not you, then another thing you can do is just make sure by a certain time you've got your water in, just like I do with this puppy. By a certain time, I cut his water off so that he don't have to pee in the middle of the night. That's another option for you as well. So just try some of those, Google some of those things and see what happens. Tamir says, how did you push past the resistance to journaling? I was never resistant to journaling. I was just not a journaler ever. I was never, every year at Christmas, I would ask my mama for that damn, you know, flowery diary with the key. And then there's always, as I cleaned out my room when I got married, there was like 10 of them with like entry, December 25th. Dear diary, I got a diary today. This year I'm going to do better. And then that was the only entry. And then next year I'll be like, dear diary, December 25th, whatever. So I was never a journaler at all. So I really started with the planner. So if you fill out your No BS planner that you have on the No BS website, there are questions on there that are little journaling questions. You're a journaler. If you're filling that out every day, you're a journaler. The other way that I started to do it, I could not do like a dear diary or like write about a thing. So I would just get out a sheet of paper. It's called a thought download. We're going to talk about the seven types of journaling at camp. There's like gratitude journaling, which may be a great way for people to get started. For me, I was more of like a bullet, like line journaler. So I would get like just literally get a sheet of paper with empty lines, fill all the lines out. And it's like stream of consciousness. So look, right now, let's say I was going to do that right now. After I get off this call, I got to go help my mama find her cat. She can't find it. It's in her room at the assisted living. Don't know where it is. Nobody knows. Call the groomer about Boston's appointment. Get coffee creamer. I really do need to sit down and do this PowerPoint for this speech. It's stream of consciousness. That's it. Oh, I better go change out my husband's clothes in the washer and dryer before he gets home because he's been asking me for 4 days. Just stream of consciousness. Just fill it out. It'll end up being thoughts, good and bad, and a to-do list. A brain dump. Thank you, Melinda. Yes. Yeah. And somebody else asked about sleep. If you are a person, I'm going to go back to that. See, stream of consciousness. I started just opening my mind up. More shit came to my mind. Sleep. If you are a person who is a night owl, I always forget this because I'm like, if it's dark, I go to bed. I mean, like literally the sun has barely sunk below the horizon. I've always been that way. But anyway, I digress. If you are a night owl and you stay up till midnight every night and you're like, okay, in order to get my 7 hours of sleep, I really need to be in bed by 9. And so tonight, like last night, you went to bed at midnight. And then tonight you're like, and I'm going to be in the bed at 10. No. Set your, like, if you've been going to bed at midnight, 11:50 is when you go to bed. It's too big of a jump. Don't be trying to change everything at one time. Because what's going to happen at 9 is your body has never been to bed at 9, doesn't want to go to bed at 9. And it's like, it'll throw up every excuse you've ever had. But 10 minutes early, your brain will be like, but it's not midnight. We always go to bed at midnight. Yeah, but it's just 10 minutes early. I could do it one night. It's only 10 minutes. I might just even lay there for 10 minutes. It's an easy obstacle to overcome. A 3-hour obstacle is a bit much. You want it to be the changes that you're making. You want to be so easy that they're actually easy. Kamir said, she said it's not just a brain dump, it's the food planning. Kamir, you start small again. Okay. Pick one meal, pick one snack, give yourself two choices, whatever you need to do to create the habit of planning your food. So if you start with like breakfast, do that for a week and then add in, do breakfast and lunch the next week. Then do breakfast, lunch, and dinner the next week. Give yourself a couple of options as well. Yes, Cindy, I did that with my alarm. Small changes and it was easy. It's got to be easy or your brain will throw all kinds of fits. In the South, if you're from the South, it will pitch a fit. You do not want your brain pitching a fit over some of these changes. Like Kamir is talking about, you know, food, like planning. If you've never planned your food ever in your whole life, for me, when I started, I went like feet first with planning, but I did give myself two or three choices for each meal for a minute, for a little while. Cause I was like, I needed options. I didn't want to feel like I was like pinned into a specific plan. Plus I worked in a nursing home and you know, they bring you food all the time, doctors and all that other kind of stuff, family members. And so, you know, or they would have like salad day and it would sound better than the sandwich I had brought. And, but then I got really good at like talking to myself and telling myself no. And then I was able to pare back on the choices that I was giving myself and it did get easier. So any other questions? Anyone? I guess not. If there are no more questions, you can ask me anything. You got me and Lizzie here. Dynamic duo. Oh, hold on. Maria has a question. She says, hold on a minute. We're on hold for Maria and her question. Oh, yeah, we'll answer anything. Who was excited? Give me reaction about this new camp, journaling. Anybody excited? I want to tell you something. So we went to Nashville last week, the content creation team. So I was there Monday and Tuesday. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be, I say this every time, but especially for journaling, because it's really going to like knock down all the walls about your excuses you have about journaling, how to make journaling easier, how to go a little bit, if you're a journaler already, how to go deeper in your journaling. Y'all, I'm not going to be there. I am not going to be at camp. My baby's getting married that weekend. Let's see. I realize now that I'm retired, I don't have a schedule. Now I'm struggling to get a schedule to listen to OBS content. Pick a time, stick to it. Do it when you're in the shower. You might be retired, but you still bathe. What is something you do consistently? It's like habit stacking, right? Habit stacking. James Clear, Atomic Habits, amazing. What is something you do anyway that you could add content listening to? Shower, getting dressed, putting on makeup, fixing your breakfast, fixing your lunch, whatever it is. And now, like, you don't have a schedule. You do have a schedule. It's a little more flexible. But scheduling just means doing stuff at a certain time. I bet you, if you look, there are things that you do at a certain time. If you register for camp, either virtually or in person, you will have access to it as long as you're an OBS member. So that is how you get access to camp. Let's see. Maria, I am an OG, which means elder, you've been here longer than a year. And feel I should have a handle on the four basics. Water is my nemesis. Ooh. That sounds hateful. Nemesis. I am a nurse in community. No bathrooms in Boston community and other city areas. I've been working on this. Maria, I'm calling bullshit right there on you. Because I'm going to tell you something. Home health physical therapist right here. Home health. I'll tell y'all, I've told this story before. It's kind of nasty. Well, first of all, you're not supposed to ask to go to the bathroom in patients' houses. I did sometimes because I was like, I'm getting my water in, whatever. I went to the Dollar General. I can't believe I tell y'all these things because sometimes it just, I was determined, y'all. I was like, I'm not going to use an excuse not to get my water in. And we literally, like some of my places that I had to go was like out in rural Chester County, like nothing, some cows and no cell service. So I got lost quite often because my phone wouldn't even work. So I would leave a patient's house and type in like gas station, whatever, and it would just spin. It was like the wheel of death because there was nothing coming. And I did several times pull off to the side of the road and pee on the side of, drop my pants on the side of the road while some little farmer man who was in his 80s was on his little tractor. And I didn't want to do that anymore. So I'm going to tell you what I used to do. I used to pull over to the side of the road and I would in my car, this is on hand to God. In my car, I would pull my pants down and take some of those dollar store towels and I would put them between my legs and pee on myself. That's the truth. That is a fact, Jack. It's truth. Honest hand to God. And then I had those Febreze garbage bags in my car. And I would put it in my car. And when I found a gas station, I would throw it away. That's a fact. That's a, you know what? That is commitment to water right there. Commitment to water. Yeah, I know, Maria, it is scary to say the least. The other thing you can do, really, I mean, you can drink a ton of water in the morning or just pound it when you get home. You might be trading, not sleeping as well, getting up to pee a lot more, whatever that looks like for you. But there is a way to get it done. There is a way to get it done. I have struggled with a lack of a baseline schedule or routine. I've been trying to establish a baseline routine for myself, even if it's arbitrary, just so I have something to tweak. So just go ahead and decide, Joyce, what your baseline schedule is. Just a couple of benchmarks during the day that you're going to do no matter what at a certain time. And just stick to it for 30 days and see what happens. They do have camping funnels. Yeah, that was legit commitment to water. Mm-hmm. Corinne's coffee recipe, if you go, I'm assuming that's what you meant. That's old timey. Corinne used to put MCT and collagen. I used to do it too. I don't do it anymore. I just use heavy cream in my coffee. But if you go on the website under my extras, you'll see Corinne's favorite things. We've got all of the supplements she uses, like melatonin, all that other kind of stuff, as well as her coffee recipe is there as well. An adult diaper. I don't know. For me, Marianne, that felt like the dollar store towel seemed to sound more appealing than the adult diaper. My struggle is stopping at enough help. So J Lopez, is this J Lo on my call right now? Are you Jenny from the block? Please tell me. Anywho, it just caught me. Anyway, my first go-to is if you are really struggling to leave bites behind, start there. Use a smaller plate, do the halftime method, which is eat half, set a timer for 5 to 10 minutes. Ask yourself, am I still hungry? And in No BS, in the No BS weight loss course, Stopping at Enough, we've got a lot of suggestions for you to try in there. Is it about water, Nancy? I'm going to tell you something. I never listen to Corinne live. I just don't. I listen to the replays because I can 2x speed it. And if you think Corinne's funny, and a lot of fun to listen to on 1x speed. She's even better on 2x speed. But I had a lot of stuff to do on the computer this morning. And so I pulled it up. I didn't get shit done. That whole call was gold. Gold. Make sure you listen to the replay. I didn't get shit done. Let's see. How do I make my coffee today? Splenda and heavy cream. That's all I put in it. There is also, I also have a nut pod in there. They're called nut pods. They're made with almond milk and something. I don't know. Almond and coconut milk, maybe. They have a little bit of flavoring in them. I put Splenda in it. And then there is a small container of like hazelnut, sugar-free creamer if I'm feeling, you know, frisky. Yeah, if I'm feeling frisky. And I'm going to tell y'all, the way that you do things changes. So if y'all know, Corinne drinks purple water all the time. It's Extend. Again, it's on Extras, my favorite things, on NoBSWoman.com. She drinks it like a religion. And I don't know why, but like a month ago, I have drank Extend since the day I joined Corinne. Because if Corinne did it, I was going to do it. Like, if Corinne drank Extend, I was going to drink Extend. She used to take this Doc Parsley. She still does. Take Doc Parsley Sleep Remedy. I was like, I'm doing that too. Whatever she does. I made Corinne's coffee. I did all of it. Like, Corinne did it. My kids used to say, Corinne told you jump off the roof, would you? Yes. Yes, I would have. 110%. It's called Extend. X-T-E-N-D. And so like a month ago or something, I just quit drinking it. And I love real water. I hated real water, like plain water. I'm just telling you, real water. Who knew? I have not drank real water. Because, you know, if any of you know my story, when I found Corinne, I went from coffee in the morning to wine in the evening. I drank coffee all the way up till it was time to switch to wine. And then I went wine to dinner. So I never, wine to bed. So I never did drink water. Like, literally, it was like, if people saw me drinking water, they were like, what's wrong with you? And so now I drink water. But I had this story that I didn't like water. So when I found Corinne and she was putting that purple shit in her water, I was like, it's not real water. It's Extend water. It tastes amazing. So like literally a month ago, for the first time ever, I am drinking plain water and I like it. What? Who am I? Who am I? I am someone who likes plain old water. There you go. Erica says, if you don't have an accountability group that's working for you, get a new one. Yes. Get a new one. All you got to do is email support at pmptribe.com and Heidi will take care of you over there. Girl, all I know how to do is be real. That's all I really know how to do. I tell y'all everything. I don't hide it under a bushel. So, and for all of y'all who are following along, who are in Facebook, I just want all of y'all to sort of know, like, if you sign up for accountability and it's taken us a few days, it's been in Facebook already. So I'm not speaking out of turn. Our accountability goddess, Heidi, has got cancer. She is seeing doctors. They think it, you know, we're working on finding out exactly what kind it is. So she's been working when she feels like it, which is amazing that she is still here with us and working and doing all the things. We've got some amazing stuff planned for accountability coming up. Heidi is still going to be a part of that. We're going to get her a little bit of backup for a while until she's on the mend and feeling better. But she will probably start undergoing some treatments coming up shortly. So that is our accountability goddess, Heidi. And this morning in Facebook, the amazing Kathy Hartman just found out a couple of weeks ago that she has very small breast cancer. So it's stage 1A. She's saying 4 millimeters, which is like nothing. So she is having surgery on Wednesday to have that removed. So for all of you that are prayer warriors or good at sending good thoughts or good vibes or good juju or whatever you do, please send it to our team right now. These are two like amazing women who literally, when I talk about my passion for helping y'all lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as they deserve, they are the same way. Like Heidi was like, I've got cancer. I ain't going to place. I'm working till I can't work, period. And, she had to have some stuff done the other week and, she had told us she wasn't feeling well. And then she was at her desk, y'all, setting up accountability. And that just shows how much we love you. Like, she loves you. We love you. We want you to be successful. And when I got her Marco Polo, and I was like, what are you doing at your desk? Like, why are you even at your desk, Heidi? She was like, people need accountability. So I just really want y'all to just keep our team in your prayers and just your thoughts and just, you know, we're not stopping on your weight loss. And we think about y'all all the time. And just, you know, as you're going around thinking about, you know, things that you're grateful for, or, you know, like I drive by the hospital, whenever I drive by the Rock Hill Hospital, I always like say a prayer for all those cars in the parking lot, like whoever you are and whatever they're struggling with, like just be with them and lift them up and encourage them and whatever. So if anytime you're driving by us on Facebook, or anytime you're listening to a podcast or it comes to your mind, if you could just send some healing, positive vibes to Kathy and Heidi, I know they would appreciate it. We would appreciate it. But you will not notice an interruption in service over here at the NoBS team. We are committed to your weight loss. We're committed to y'all. They want nothing less than us to be committed to y'all. So, yeah. I know that was a sad way to end. Shit. I didn't mean to end that way. I mean, you did get the peeing in the towel story. So, but you know, these women are my heart. It's laying on my heart. And I just want them to know like that we are all supporting them and behind them 100%. And I'm going to be helping them and they're going to be helping you. And I'm going to give them some breaks and some time off so that they can come back and be stronger than ever. Help y'all. So, all right. I know a happy end note. Yes. Thank y'all so much. All right, y'all, you're not doing this alone. Just like Kathy and Heidi aren't battling cancer alone. Y'all are not doing weight loss alone. Nobody is alone in OBS. You got people, you have a community, you've got a team, you've got people that care about you and love you and think about you all the time. And just like I'm asking y'all to be a support for them, let us be a support for you. That's what we're here for. That's what we wake up every day for. So please keep that in mind. Please reach out and please let us know what we can. If y'all just sitting around thinking about how we could help you and you never tell us, we're not going to know. So just spend some time thinking about how we can help you lose weight. Take it to Ask Coaches. Take it to Facebook. Let us know. All right, y'all, I'm gonna go help my mama find her cat. Lovey is somewhere in that room of hers. So I'm gonna go do that. Y'all have a great rest of your Sunday. We love y'all. Please let us know what we can do to help you be successful. And I will see y'all in the Facebooks and all the other places. Bye, y'all.